97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. John DeHart, a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. John, thank you for coming to see me today.
Sharon, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Victorian Finance. Tell us all about Victorian Finance.
Victorian Finance is a boutique firm. It's a smaller company. In my history, I've worked always at the larger lenders, the national banks, and as the industry has changed, I wanted to get someplace where I could be more customer service oriented and help the customers and provide home loans for people. It's what I love to do.
You mentioned it's a boutique firm. What sets you apart from regular mortgage lenders?
The customer always comes first. That's the main thing. When you're either buying a home or refinancing, it's one of the most five stressful things you can do in your life. So it's very important to make sure they know where the customer is. There's good communication, and they know exactly when they're going to close and when they're going to close on time. And if we have to give bad news, you always want to give good news fast, but if you got to give bad news faster. So the key of communication is always key, and the structure of how we work with the customers to help them meet their needs.
Perfect. John, who is your ideal client? I know it's anybody's buying a house, but do you have a niche since you're a boutique firm, a special kind of customer you're looking for?
There isn't one specific customer. There's a lot of different things that we do, but I like working with first-time homebuyers personally. That's always the most satisfying to me. I remember back in 1991 when I bought my first home, that it's a crazy process, and it's much more difficult now than it was then. But I like working with people because I like to help people. This is why I do this. And being able to work with a first-time homebuyer is always satisfying. Mm-hmm. Another one, we work with a lot of veterans. Veteran is a good option to work with. The VA is a great way for someone to buy a home. It still requires zero down payment, and that's where you can get somebody into a home at a really low down payment and still have really nice payments.
Mm-hmm.
And the little niche product that we're working on is going to be a 203K loan, the industry jargon. But basically what that is a renovation loan. So you have someone that has a house that's a little fixer-upper, and they need some work done to it. And they, when they buy it, they like to be able to move into it and still be able to move into the house and but finance the money to buy the house. And FHA only requires a 3.5% down payment. And one of the things that's always necessary, especially in our community of Chapel Hill, there isn't always a ton of new construction because it takes a little bit longer to build the process here. It takes a little bit longer.
Yes.
And so you find that house that's in the right location and it's got the right floor plan, but it needs a new kitchen, needs a new bathroom, needs a new roof. It just needs a little bit of work done to it. So that's an opportunity for someone to buy the house that they like. It's where they want to be. It just needs to be updated. So that would say that would be my niche product is doing a renovation loan.
Perfect. Now, because you're also small, I know you as well as the large companies have to deal with new federal regulations. Can you just advise our audience what's new in mortgage lending as far as the federal government is concerned?
It changes every day. In the past, basically what we do is when we make a loan for someone, we look at what are called guidelines. And basically the rules or the guidelines have changed almost daily for the past several years. And for good reason, the mortgage industry needed to have some better structure to it, and the federal government has put the rules in place where everybody's on the same playing field now, and we're able to help the consumer and protect the consumer at the same time, because that's what we all want to do is, I'm here to help people, and I want to help people get into a house.
Right. What made you go into this industry, John?
Long, long time ago, before I was in the industry, I knew someone who was in the industry, and I like helping people, number one. Number two, home ownership has always been the American dream. And three, the person that I knew who was doing it was doing pretty well at it. And I was like, they can do it, I can do it.
So
they can do it, I can do it. And so it gave me an opportunity to help people and kind of set my own destiny of what I want to do financially.
How many years did you spend I'm using air quotes, the big bank versus the little boutique? What made you change from big to boutique?
I started off with a really small company, and then I went to the big bank because that's where the industry was going at that time, and spent 20 years with two different companies. Made the switch in October 2013, and the switch was in because it's able to be more consumer-friendly and be more consumer-oriented, and the the big banks, the biggest change in the industry is the Consumer Finance Bureau is a bigger part of what our industry does now, and they're doing a lot of things that are consumer friendly, and the banks are just a little bit not quite as consumer friendly right now.
Got it. Now, does your bank, Victorian Finance, cover all of Chapel Hill or Orange County? How widespread is your company?
Victorian Finance is licensed in several states. I'm personally licensed in North Carolina, so I cover all of North Carolina. And I also just got recently passed the licensing desk for South Carolina. I'm not licensed there yet, but working on that. So I can make a loan for anybody anywhere in North Carolina. But primarily, I focus on the Triangle.
Got it. What else sets you apart from the big boys?
It's a difference to flex to the customer. There isn't one size fits all. And the biggest thing is me. I've got 20 years experience. By being at the big boys, it was a great place to be. And I had a lot of experience in my career. I've personally made over $300 million worth of loans for people buying houses.
Whoa.
And have supervised about $1.5 billion worth of loans.
Wow.
So I've seen about every scenario you can imagine. And so that's the biggest thing is talking to the customer and seeing exactly what they need and flexing to what the customer needs, because it's all about taking care of the consumer and helping them.
Perfect. John, what's your contact information? I know someone right now says I got to call John DeHart. What's your contact information, please?
Always the best way is my mobile phone number. That's always I like talking to people because there's something that's lost in translation when you do email or texting.
Right.
But my mobile number is 919-408-4749. Again, that's John DeHart, 919-408-4749. Or you can just go to my website at www.johndehart.com. And that's spelled www.johndehart.com.
Perfect. All these years that you've been in this industry, what kind of certifications do you have to do what you do, or licenses?
We're licensed by the state of North Carolina and by the federal government, which is a good segue. Well, another good way to look me up is go to the NMLS, which regulates all lenders now. And my NMLS number is 457725. So you can look up any lender and you can look up their history there. And that's a really good place to, if you want to compare lenders and see what their history is, see if they've been job hopping or if they've been in one place for a while.
Yeah.
But just go to the NMLS website and ask what the loan officer's number is. And they give it to you, and you can kind of check out their history and see if they have any complaints against them.
Good.
And how they're regulated.
Could you give your number again, that certification number, where you just said?
NMLS number 457725.
Thank you. John, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Victorian Finance. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. John DeHart, who is a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. John DeHart, who is a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. John, we're talking about the mortgage lending industry. Tell us about the customer experience when they come to Victorian Finance. How does one qualify to get a mortgage?
So that's something that's basically been the same thing. It's kind of a misnomer where people think it's harder to qualify for a loan now. It's not any harder to qualify. It's just there's more documentation, and people actually have to qualify for a loan now. So there's no more days of the no doc or the quote unquote liar loans.
Right.
Those have gone away. So
good.
So but it's we just look at three basic items. We look at your credit, your income, and your assets. And so I like to refer to that as my CIA, because after you've made a loan, you feel like you've been investigated by the federal government.
Okay.
So look at the credit. So you have to have a history of actually paying your bills. And the better you've paid your bills on time, the higher your credit score is going to be. And that's something that most lenders look at. And kind of the dividing line for the minimum score for most lenders is going to be somewhere around 640. There isn't a hard and fast rule on that, but that's kind of the baseline, where if it's difficult to qualify for a mortgage if your credit score is less than 640. But there's still ways to do it, different programs. The next item is your income. We look at the person's income, so we have to actually look at their tax returns, look at their W-2s, look at their pay stubs, and analyze exactly what their income is going to be, make that into kind of a monthly figure, and then that's an item where you look at a percentage of what their gross income is, and they get to use a percentage for housing and a percentage for total debt. Because one of the worst things I can do as a lender is put someone in a house that they really can't qualify for. So because I'm here to help people, I want to make sure they're in the right house at the right payment. Because if you go back to your college days and back to mac and cheese and ramen noodles, and you want to be able to do other things besides just have a house payment.
Sitting on the living room floor to watch the television.
Exactly.
John, let me interrupt about that debt-to-income ratio. I know it's not a hard and fast number, but what's a guideline for that ratio?
It depends on the program you're in, but kind of basically the housing ratio needs to be somewhere between 28 and 30% of the gross income, and the total debt, which includes like credit cards, student loans, car payments, anything besides the mortgage, is going to be somewhere between 36 and 40%. And that's also been one of the big changes that this also basically law now to get what's called a qualified mortgage, which all lenders are trying to produce. It can't be any higher than 43%.
Oh, okay. Got it. So you said, I believe in our first session, you work fast. You tell people bad news as well as good news.
Good news fast and bad news faster.
And bad news faster. I like that. Oh, my gosh.
Communication's critical.
Yeah. And you're the one who actually has to give them the good news or the bad news because you're the mortgage lender.
Right. I'm the one that's assessed. It can be kind of emotional. I mean, this is a very emotional thing because buying a house is a pretty big part of your life.
Right. If a person gets a no, can they do certain things to help repair, perhaps? Do you give them advice on repairing so they can come back, perhaps, if the house is still available or get another house?
Of course. I mean, we always encourage someone to apply. I mean, that's what all lenders do. We're here to help people. And so you apply for the loan, and basically where you are now, maybe you can't do it what you're trying to do right now, but you can do it later. And there's a way to help people and say, hey, this is the education you need. This is the path you need to go on to improve yourself. So if you can't get one now, maybe you can do it for 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now. Our goal is to encourage as many people to apply as possible and then try and help as many people attain homeownership because that's what we're here for.
And what about locking in interest rates? I know I always hear a fastouche about, I need it now before that rate goes up. Do you get a lot of pressure in terms of quickly before that rate goes up?
Oh, of course. I mean, rates are always volatile, but whether it's now or 20 years ago, there's always, you want to make sure you get the best rate possible. And so that's where I give the customer the option. I try and educate them because that's part of what I do is I say, here's what your options are, and I'm going to make you an informed consumer, and then you get to choose what you want, how you want to proceed from there.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen to get to Victorian Finance? Did they find you or did you find them?
They found me.
Ooh.
They found me because I was at the large national lender, and it was a great company. It was a great experience. I just needed to have a different change in my world, and this was a good fit for me. It's based in Pennsylvania. Owner's a great guy, and you're able to respond a little bit quicker when you have a smaller company. I can pick up the phone and call any of the underwriters, and they pick up the phone, and it's all about customer service and making sure the purchase loan closes on time.
John, I'm assuming most of our listeners have not heard of Victorian Finance. How do you market, or how is this company marketed so folks know all the great things you have to offer?
It's all about relationships. I go out and I try and do education for people. We're members of both the local realtor associations, the Durham Board of Realtors and the Chapel Hill Board of Realtors, and they're great associations and just personal relationships. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I know tons of folks. I'm active in the community. I've been active at the Chapel Hill YMCA just on the We Build People campaign, just part of that.
Good.
We're active in our church at Orange United Methodist Church. And just anywhere I can go out and talk to people and try and find people that need help.
And I also happen to know that you come to the Chapel Hill Leads Group every week.
Go to the Chapel Hill Leads Group, which is, I highly recommend it. We meet every Wednesday morning at 7:45, 8 o'clock at the American Legion Post on Legion Road in Chapel Hill, which put in the plug and love to have folks come out and visit us.
Thank you. Good plug. Thank you. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Mr. John DeHart, who is a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. John, please give us your contact information one more time, please.
Sure. Always the best way to reach me is by my mobile phone number. It's 919-408-4749. Again, that's John DeHart, 919-408-4749. Or for the internet-friendly folks, just go to the web at www.johndehart.com, and that's www.johndehart.com.
Beautiful. John, let's start our conversation about your business, your industry. What challenges do you find being at Victorian Finance, since you're not Bank of America, Wells Fargo, whatever? What challenges do you have in your business?
That's the big difference. It's a branding. I'm setting up my own brand. When you work for the large national lender, there's a there's a bank on every street corner. So it's just getting people to know about the company. People still do, it's all about relationships. People have to know you, they have to like you, they have to trust you. And so I'm setting up my own brand, which is a challenge, but I look at it more as an opportunity where I'm setting the brand and I set the bar, and it's a lot of fun. It's getting to know lots of folks and going out and doing things like this, which is a great opportunity. So thanks again, Sharon, for allowing me to be your guest.
My pleasure. Feel your passion. John, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear some more about Victorian Finance, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm talking today with Mr. John DeHart, who is a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. We will be right back. Please don't go away.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. John DeHart, a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. John, in our first segment and our second segment, you mentioned how a person has to go about getting a mortgage and what's needed. You talked about the CIA. The C stood for credit. The I stood for income. Tell us about the A, assets.
Yeah, A stands for assets. We definitely had to make sure we're going to cover our assets today. So assets, so basically we have to document where the money's coming from. The money can't come from a mattress. It can't come from a poker game. It can't come from an illegal drug deal. Because you got to make sure that the money, where the money's coming from, the income, it has to be legal. And you have to have the ability to know where the source is coming from, because it's just part of the process, because people that are doing illegal activities are probably less likely to be able to repay the loan because they may be in jail later.
so that's important.
That's very important.
Understand. John, I do not detect a North Carolina accent when you speak. Please tell us about you, where you came from, and how you got to where you are today.
I am a native. I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, and have lived in the Triangle since 1983.
Hello, I'm wrong. Really?
Yep. So I've learned to modify my accent, because I learned a long time ago that when you speak with an Eastern North Carolina accent, that people from the Northeast prejudge you and don't think that you're intelligent. So you have to match your audience and make sure that you speak intelligently and fluently.
Well, you've done a fine job. I never would have guessed. That's why I couldn't figure out where you were from where you were talking.
Down East North Carolina.
Now I hear North Carolina. Thank you. And you mentioned your church. You mentioned how you're involved in the community. How else are you involved in the community? Anything else you want to tell us about?
Married with three kids. My wife works for a nonprofit here in Chapel Hill. And that's the one thing I love to do, is spending time with my children. Sports are a big part of our life. And so right now I've been helping coach their basketball teams. And I love attending and doing anything I can with my children. My three girls, and they're awesome.
John, every week at the Chapel Hill Leads Group, you have a certain motto that you close out your elevator speech with. Why don't you share that with the audience?
Yeah, everybody needs a tagline. With the switch over to the new company, I wanted to come to something that was creative and was just kind of tied in the name of the company, because I am branding for the company. So I always say, I'm John DeHart with Victorian Finance. We're like the house, not like the secret. And another person in the audience said, that's a pretty good one, but maybe you ought to try, we're not a secret any longer.
I like both of them, absolutely, because there are a lot of secrets people keep behind them. And finally, why don't you please give us your contact information for those folks who said, gosh, I got to talk to that guy.
It's John DeHart with Victorian Finance, and that mobile number is 919-408-4749. 919-408-4749. We're the internet-friendly folks. You can check me out at www.johndehart.com, and that's www.johndehart.com.
John, you're a pleasure, and I wish you the very best with your company and all the people who you're going to help get into a house.
Sharon, it's been my pleasure, and looking forward to seeing you around town, and I appreciate all the volunteer activities you do as well.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 on your FM dial, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Mr. John DeHart, who is a mortgage banker with Victorian Finance. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.